Bruce and the Tigers land their first 2025 commit. Let's get it. Yes, sir. We're back. It's another episode of the Barn Hoops podcast. It's Kyle Rush and Zepp Jasper ready to dive in and talk a little bit of Auburn hoops. Got a big commit we got to talk about, break down his game, what that means for this 2025 recruiting class. First commit of the high school class in what will be a big class in general between high school and the portal. But before we get started, we got to give a shout out to our boy Ford Stokes with Active Wealth Management. No matter what you're doing retirement wise, there is no harm in a double check. There's no harm in confirming that what you got going on is going to get you to the promised land. So definitely check Ford out. Go to retirementresults.com/plan, get a free portfolio analysis. That's a $1,500 plus value and give you that peace of mind to know that what you're doing is going to get you where you need to be. You're not paying senseless fees. And then you're blocking the IRS out of as much as you possibly can. So check him out. Ford Stokes, excuse me, with retirement results presented by Active Wealth. Zepp, we landed our first big high school commit of this 2025 recruiting class. Huntsville High School, four-star shooting guard, Simon Walker, 6'5", sharp shooter. I think this is a big get for Auburn, no matter where you see him as far as like where you see his role moving forward. I mean, size, shooting, he's got a little bit of it all. What do you think about this pickup? How big is it for Bruce and the Tigers?
Well, it's definitely big. It's one of those Alabama gets. You have to get the Alabama guys. It's only two Power Five teams in the state of Alabama, and that's Alabama and Auburn. So, with us being the best school in Alabama, he had no choice to come to Auburn. Yeah. So it's a real good get, 6'5", strong, a shooter. Most of the time, Auburn is not known for shooters, but we're always looking for guys who can put the ball on the floor and can score the basketball, but also who can shoot. We can run plays they can come off screens and shoot, and he's one of those guys that can do those type of things.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I love his size. I've watched a little bit of his highlights. He's got some fun highlight tapes. He can get hot and go on a very hot tear as far as like he can get into a game. And once he kind of gets flowing, it's really hard. I mean, the bucket gets big and then he can just fill it up. This is going to be a big class. Okay. This is going to be a massive recruiting class. It's from the caliber of athlete I think is going to be great, but also just sheer numbers. I mean, you lose a good bit off this next year's roster. So you got to start getting these guys in. And this is a role. I mean, Miles Kelly's going to be gone. Chad Baker-Mazar is going to be gone. Denver Jones, I think, is going to be gone. So that's a lot of 3-point shooter production that you're going to lose off this year's roster. Now, you'll have to go to the portal, but you got to get high school guys in too. And I love this addition of adding a 6'5", 3-point shooter.
Like I said, it's a great addition. Adding a 6'5", wing, strong, one dribble, two dribble, pull up type of guy. He gets straight to the point. He's not a fancy dribbler, not a fancy type guy. He's just one of those guys that, like you said, put the ball in the basket. Once the goal get big, he makes things happen. But also, being on the BP system, he's going to be one of those guys that's going to have a ton of confidence, because BP is going to get him the green light to shoot the basketball with the type of shot he has.
I love that. I love green lights. I like guys that can come in and get ready to fill it up. So I want to talk a little bit about there's going to be some – I mean, Alabama high school basketball is not necessarily known for putting out just a ton of top-level guys, like as far as from a recruiting standpoint. Auburn gets a ton of their guys from the Atlanta area. I mean, they've got some from Alabama, but, you're mostly Alabama – I'm sorry, you're mostly in the Atlanta area, Georgia pulling in guys. So – what do you say to those that may be a little bit concerned about, I guess maybe, I don't want to say level of competition, because he plays really good AAU ball too. As far as like the critics of Alabama, high school basketball and things like that, what do you say to those guys?
Well, I would just say to Alabama basketball, it's kind of different from Georgia. because the competition is, a little bit more to the downside in Alabama. But I would say just keep working, working on your game and working on your weakness. The main thing when playing against guys is not as good that is not as good as you. You have to work on things in the game that you won't do. Don't go to your strengths. Go to things you won't do when you're playing against guys that are better, stronger, bigger. So, and guys in Georgia, they play against tough guys every night. You playing against a guy maybe ranked in the top 100 in the ESPN. You playing against a guy who's maybe mid-major, low-major type guys is going Division I playing college basketball. So, like I say, every time you step your foot on that court, if you're an Alabama guy, have that level of confidence. Like, I want to get an offer from Auburn. I want to get an offer from UAB. I want to get an offer from, Alabama. Just have that confidence, have that pop, have that swag. Because you never know who's watching. You never know who's in the stands. I could be in the stands one night and be like, "Hey, I seen this guy BP. Go, you gotta go look at this kid." So
Yeah,
you never know.
I like that. I like that. Like you said, level of competition. If you're playing a little bit lower level of competition, don't just go to your strengths. Don't, if it's if you're good at shooting threes, like take your threes. But hey, let's work on the dribble drive, the jump shot, the finishing at the basket, stuff like that. I dig that. Here's one thing I like. That I would say to people that worry about level of competition, things of that nature. Number one, he's a four star. He's a number, so he's rated as a top 140 player in the whole country. So he's got the rankings behind him. And then look at the offer list. I mean, you talk Vanderbilt, Butler, Virginia Tech, Iowa. These are all, staples, in the NCAA turn as NCAA tournament team. So you're talking about some really, really good teams. And Virginia Tech wanted this kid really, really bad. Like from an NIL standpoint, from what I understand, they were pushing really hard, probably even had a higher offer than what Auburn was able to, maybe they put something together, maybe even higher than what Auburn could offer. But in the end, you saw BP goes and visits him, I think on Tuesday. And there were some pictures taken, posted out on Twitter, and then all of a sudden he announces, "Hey, I'm announcing my commitment on Thursday." So you knew right then BP locked it down, and that's what he does. That last visit, is that BP saying, "If I get that last visit, we're locking it down."
I told you 2 weeks ago, once BP give you that visit and you see a picture go up and the
Oh
player
man.
posted, just know it's a lockdown. It's always a lock, because once BP get to you and you love him, he's gonna lock you down. Like you say, he had great offers. Those teams he had offers from, they played great basketball, from cutting, from shooting. They play the right basketball. When you look at those type of teams, that those are staple type teams. They do everything in a player that you want to have, in a player. So, he's a great player. A lot of teams wanted him, but we're glad he's gonna be an Auburn Tiger. So, shout out to him.
Yeah, shout out to Simon. So let's talk about a little bit 2025, 2026. That's when he'll get here, assuming that, I mean, I don't have any issue. I don't see any reason why he wouldn't end up in this class. But if he signs with Auburn, 2025, 2026 will be his first season here. From a it's one thing, Zep, like you coming in from the portal, and you've had a little bit of experience in playing at a higher level, and the transition is a little bit easier. What do you see for as far as his role maybe in 2025, 2026? How hard is it for a kid like that to come in and be able to, it's one thing to be a McDonald's All-American, but somebody like this, what's I guess what should we expect as far as his role in 2025, 2026? It's probably mostly up to him.
It's really up to him, because like I say, he's bringing something different, to the team that we really haven't had in, like 2 or 3 years. He's gonna learn new things. As soon as he step foot on campus, as soon as he touch that court, he's gonna learn everything that he needs to learn. And like I say, basically his weakness, when you get to Auburn, you get stronger, you get bigger, you get wiser, smarter. So, he controls his own destiny. And I feel like, once he step foot on campus, I think his mindset gonna change of, I know I'm a freshman, but it's time to lock in now.
So when you talk about shooting a three-point shooter, is that something that Is that something that's really translatable? I guess I'm trying to think how the best way to ask this. If you shoot really well in high school, how is it pretty simple as far as like when you get as far from a shooting aspect? I know you got to learn how to get open, you got to learn the playbook, but if you're a shooter, I mean, you kind of feel like you're just going to be a shooter, and you're going to be able to be a shooter in college as well.
Yes, but the transition's a little bit, maybe, I think it's a little harder because you got guys who really can get out there, can test, and guys who really can run out there and close out and make you put the ball on the
That's a
floor.
good point.
So that's going to be the thing with him, learning how to put the ball on the floor when those guys take away the three-pointer. But I think being in a BP system, he's going to learn on how to do those type of things. He already knows how to do a 2-3 dribble pull-up. So I look at him as being one of those guys, being a sleeper, and being one of those guys come in 2-3 years and you look up, he first team all SEC, one of
There you
those type
go.
of guys. Being like a Devin Booker type guy, you know, not ranked
Okay.
as high as Devin Booker, but I feel like he can be one of those type of guys.
I love it. I love it. So this is going to be a big class. We can't even really think about the portal yet because that's a ways down the road. But I think you're going to look at least adding one to two more, maybe even three more from the high school ranks. One guy in particular that Auburn's really trying to work together. I haven't even talked to you about this. I just got this text while we were recording. Caden Magwood, he's from Combine Academy, Charlotte, North Carolina, a combo guard, 6'1", 170, pretty high 4-star kid. It really seems it seems like he is going to try to get these guards where he can have a little bit of a balance of young shooting guards and then maybe couple that in with a couple of guys from the portal. Because again, you lose a ton of guard. You lose a lot of guards in this offseason. I guess talk a little bit about the balance when you're putting together a roster and you look at what Auburn's going to lose. Would you rather go heavy on high school from like what you see at Bruce is doing, like more in the guard situation, and then maybe hit the portal for like a more of an elite big guy again because you're losing Jani Broome? Like, what do you think the best balance is, I guess, to assemble this roster?
Well, I think the best balance will be weighing out your options. You know, some high school guys want to wait and make it look pretty because, you know, the internet, you know, but I think of having a great guard getting them out the portal because they know a little bit more than a freshman guy, because some guys be McDonald's All-Americans. They get in, they think it's going to be easy, and then they see the transition's a little harder than what they think. So
Sure.
guys need a portal guy who they can really learn from. Like, you know, say a point guard, he's a freshman. He get first three starts of the season, and then he realizes it's super tough. And then he had to have a guy to lean on, an older guy, to be like, what can I do? How can I do it better?
Yeah.
Because you can't learn from a guy who haven't played college basketball yet. You have to learn from guys who already been on that level, but you can learn from those guys. So I think getting both, you know, a high school guard and the, you know, older guard and the older big man and a younger big man, I think it works out in that way, and that works out for our favor.
You probably have the spots available too that you can layer it like that, where you can have some guys that you need to have a Chris Moore. You need to have a Jalen Williams, a guy that'll play multiple years. Like you need to have those guys from bring those guys in from the high school ranks, and then maybe, like you said, layer it a little bit with, hey, let's get a guy in from the portal over the top of him to kind of, you know, be able to step in and play, and he can learn from, and then maybe he just gets to slide in the year prior. I like that. I like that aspect, and it kind of seems like that may be what Bruce is going to go for, kind of layer it a little bit. Have some high school, and then, you know, have your portal guys in that you can bring in to maybe be starters or really good contributors and help those young guys, I guess, help those young guys develop. I mean, like you said, man, having somebody that you can lean on ahead of you that's got experience. I think that's even bigger than throwing him into the water, you know, throwing him into the deep end, and maybe he's not quite ready to swim quite yet.
Without a doubt, like you say, can't just throw him in there and he don't know what to do. But some guys, they be prepared for the pressure. So you got some McDonald's All-Americans, they already be ready, and they know what to do. Like I say, prime example, Reed Sheppard, he was one of those guys on the back end. He wasn't ranked the highest, but he was one of those guys who got thrown in the fire. But he knew already how to play the game, on what to do, when to go, when not to go. He was one of those guys. I looked at him as one of the best guards in the country last year.
Yeah, absolutely. And hopefully Simon can end up being that a little bit down the road as well, with a little bit of time, a little bit of patience, a little bit of seasoning. I think Auburn's onto something right here. I think Bruce found him a very good addition to add to this team. And I'm excited. I think we may be able to get him on the show here soon. We're going to keep pushing. I've been talking, maybe talk with his coach, see if we can get him an interview on here. Kind of tell us what to expect. Tell us what to look forward to whenever he gets here. But Zep, I think that's it for today. We're going to talk a little bit about Denver Jones and the rest of the roster, and see if we can get this. See if we can get an interview with Simon as well. Have a good weekend, buddy. Tell them how you can find. Tell everybody how they can find you and love on you and support you.
Instagram is RIP_QUAN12. Twitter is RIP_QUAN5. War Eagle. Yeah.
Yes, sir. So y'all can catch us again next week. Y'all have a great weekend. And, we'll be back again next week talking hoops, another episode of the Barn Hoops Podcast. See you soon.